You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I got out a little bit this weekend, and I'm trying to expand on my running because Jared knows I used to be a pretty big time. Well, not big time runner, because it's not like I was running marathons, but I was doing 23 to 26
miles.
You
were into it.
Running.
Yeah, you were into it.
It was in best shape I've ever been in my life. And then with all the aches and pains that come with a lot of years of running, I've kind of moved away from it. Now I'm trying to get back into it because I'm feeling pretty good, and I'm popping a, you know, one or two Aleve before I go.
All day strong, all day long.
And this weekend I bumped it up so that I essentially did a 10K through the trails. And
very nice.
I know. And so I'm like, fingers crossed, everything seems to be fine. I think I told you this, some trees fell down and blocked one of the trails, and so a lot of my time was spent trying to coach people who wanted to go through there, and I was stopping, pausing my little jog log thing, pausing my audio book, doing all that, and then pointing and showing them how to. It's like I've become
You're
one
like
of the
a ranger.
Ambassadors. I'm a ranger. I'm an ambassador of the woods.
There you
now.
Go. We need to get you a little badge of some sort.
And I've now seen a couple of snakes on that trail. So it's someone of our listeners sent a text message on Friday, and she asked, she goes, Dom, what's your advice for, you know, the danger noodles, as a lot of people call them?
Yeah.
Which I love that the danger noodles and the nope rope are the slang terms for snakes
one.
On a trail. And I, the only advice I can give is that you can't let your mind wander, and you can't take your eye off the trail about 8 to 12 feet in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
And just be prepared to throw the brakes on. And
you carry a bell, I think, right? You carry a bell or a whistle or something?
Well, that's for bears.
Oh, different.
The snakes are going to be there lying across the pathway.
I thought you like tied bells to your shoes or something.
Yeah. So you just, all you can do is just keep your eyes open and things will be fine.
Yeah.
Things will be fine. I wouldn't let it keep anybody from going out. I know that.
Bring a tourniquet kit, though, right? In case you get bit by, or a belt or something, in case you get bit by a poisonous one.
I don't even know what the rules are anymore. They seem to change those, too.
Put that in the pack with the bell.
The place in the metro, in the nearby area that I had the most was always Castlewood Canyon. You go down there, one of my favorite hikes and trails ever. But I'll tell you what, they even have signs as you're driving in. They're like, this is rattlesnake country, so mm-hmm. just keep your eyes peeled. I wouldn't let that deter you from going. Just be alert. That's all you got to do.
Yeah.
You're sharing the land with, you know, these guys. Just
you're on their land at that point.
Pretty much, Jared.
Pretty much. That's
pretty
right.
Much.
Yep.
You want to talk about these phrases, or do you want to save that for an entire segment?
We can save it for later. My weekend, I had a my cousin's daughter, whoever that would be, my cousin's daughter.
Cousin's daughter.
Does that be like a second cousin to me, or I don't know.
I don't know. Anyway.
Young daughter. Had a big birthday party, so we had a big family thing on Saturday, believe it or not, Dom. Can you believe it?
Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
Wait.
What? I figured you guys are doing 30 to 50 family gatherings a year, and a lot of them I forgive. But now, birthday parties for cousins' daughters?
Yeah, well, we're pretty darn close with the... We're very close with my cousins. So we had it at my aunt and uncle's house, and grandma was there, and grandma's sister, and it was just a whole thing.
I cannot wrap my brain around so many family gatherings.
Laughter and stories were told. I did that, and then my grills keep getting blown off my patio. I think I talked about this on the show a few times. And I was just itching to get a project done. I told Nick Knack, I was like, I'm just dying to build something. I get in these moods. So I went to Home Depot and wrestled up some wood, and I sent you some pictures.
I built some
privacy screens / grill guards, because the grills, Dom, that bigger one at the end, mm-hmm. are constantly getting blown off the patio and dropping down. And it's like a 12-inch drop there. You can't really tell. I actually had to buy a new grill this year because last year the other one blew off and it got so damaged. So I built some privacy screens and they came out pretty darn good. Yeah.
I like that a lot. I like the pictures of Reed holding the level.
It was a nice little father-son project and Reed came out and helped me.
God, he's getting tall too.
He's getting really tall, I know.
Wow, he's really grown like a
So anyway, I spent most of the day outside yesterday planting some
good.
New
spruces. Is that
going to
be one of those things that like when the leaves blow, they're just going to like stack up against there and you're going to have to clean them out?
Maybe a little bit. Maybe.
I like it. It looks good.
Yeah,
you know what I like about it, too, is that it creates that little barrier between you and that house next door.
So that house that you see right next door and the window that you see, mm-hmm. I kind of took this from an elevated level. If you're down lower on the patio, it blocks that window. Mm-hmm. The guy that used to live there, would that's the bathroom, and he would constantly be in there walking around naked.
Oh.
Now, granted, you could only see him from, like, the waist up, but he'd always be, like, in there, and you'd look over and the light's on, and he'd wave at you, you know. So, yeah, I probably should have put those up sooner.
And your yard looks magnificent.
It's so green, right?
It's so green and lush.
Oh, yeah. But anyway, it was a good weekend. It's funny. I get in these moods where I've got to, like, create and build and remodel. Yeah. And that's just, it's been a minute. So I was like, I
still
get
don't
to Home
understand.
Depot.
I still don't understand why you don't create some sort of handyman YouTube channel. And I know you'd say, there's a million of them, but yours would be different.
You could put a spin on it of some sort. Yeah.
Yeah. I think you should create a YouTube channel for your stuff that
for
you
my
do
projects,
like this.
Yeah, that might be kind of fun.
Why don't you just do that? Do it this week
and make it look so easy. Because usually it's like a 3-day project that gets done in about 45 seconds. You know,
yeah, and because this would have been a great one to lead it off.
This
with.
One would have been perfect, absolutely. So I guess
so now
I got to tear
do,
it down, right?
You got to take it down
and
start
rebuild
over
it.
Again.
Yep.
No, that's seriously, man. It looks really good.
Thanks so much. Yeah,
and you got the double
project.
Grills going. That's pretty wild.
Yeah, I got
smoker.
My smoke.
And
in the grill, yeah. Yep. I'll tell you, that Traeger Serious. Went over too, and that Traeger was $2,000, and I was like, okay, I can't have that happening. Cannot.
$2,000 for a grill.
Yeah, but you know, it's like you talk about with price per wear with expensive pants and shoes. I mean, it's price per cook on that.
I get that.
And
you even got little individual
so
lights for your grills.
Yeah.
So he has like little, for those of you who can't see this, obviously all of you, he has like, they look like little street lights that he has set up next to both grills. So you can grill when the sun goes
down. Grill
in
the dark. Or yeah, if we have people over and having drinks and stuff, you kick those on and it's a nice little ambiance.
Is your next project going to be to do that stamped concrete stuff?
No, that patio's new, but that stamp stuff's too slick. I don't want to get...
I thought because it put little ridges in it, it made it not slick.
Oh. Yeah. They put this, like, gloss on it instead. It makes it too slick.
Well, it looks like you had a fun weekend with some
real
good
nice.
Stuff.
Real nice.